listening to the podcastle, tweet us at the underscore podcastle. The question that the world has tonight is, what is going on with this scandal? Everybody's talking about it, but here to answer that question, we have Nicole Golden, Nicole Gaspar, Heather Saran, Jessica Compton, my wife Jennifer, and I am Clark the Shark, and we're also coming live from Serendipity Cafe and Bar in Moorpark. So let's start off with a clip. What are we going to watch here to get us ready?
This is going to be the reunion, trailer.
How did this go from a one-night stand to a full relationship between the two of you? Tom, you are in love.
I can't think of two worse people. I can't.
I don't see anything good coming for either of those rats.
A reunion that may be more explosive.
Don't even look at me. You don't deserve to look at this.
And dramatic.
James and Lala can't talk because they and so
I wasn't your best friend.
I was 25. Than anything we've seen in the show's 10-year history.
She has a long history of diminishing my friendships.
You're friends with everyone. You're like a serial killer's wet dream.
I do have something for you. This was filed today, I believe.
They're making you and me to be pathological liars.
I see that, yeah. Even though we know that we're not.
Tom, when did you find out that they're f***ing, dude?
Late August.
He told me that.
August?
Yeah.
Oh,
what?
No. That's when you told me. Did you guys not put your timelines together to match?
I have been super selfish.
Selfish does not cover it. Diabolical, demented, subhuman.
Poo-poo head? Both of you, poo-poo heads.
James.
I'm gonna get sent for a timeout.
This person that has loved you and defended you.
Be honest.
I'm being honest. You backstabbing hoe.
Get in my face again, I'll you up, mother.
I'll you up so quickly, Thomas. You're a worm with a mustache.
My cards.
I need a break from filming. Filming me. I don't want a camera in my f***ing goddamn face.
Tom, you are in love.
Come on, it's a very simple question. Are you in love or are you not?
Oof.
Ah.
Okay, so
who's
the chick? Who's the chick in the red that's at there?
It's
Give
Ariana.
Us a character introduction. Okay, so Ariana is who's her guy?
The worm with the mustache, Tom Sandoval.
The worm with the mustache, and James is the British dude.
Yes.
So Ariana and Tom were together, and then he cheated on her with Raquel?
Rachel.
Yeah. Her real name's Rachel. She calls herself.
And Rachel's the chick with the brown hair that's short.
Yes.
So Ariana, just from a guy's point of view, generally speaking, more attractive than Rachel, I would, to the naked eye.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Rachel is so, she America or America?
No, she never won anything.
No,
she's done nothing. Yeah, she was in the running for it. Never placed ever. But she's that beauty queen, Lisa calls her.
But now she's too old.
Yeah.
I think she got Miss Sonoma.
Is it Sonoma?
Miss Sonoma, that's something like that. But she's still, you know, full of crap. She did the whole smoke and mirrors for that most people come to LA doing, pretending to be something else that they're not. So, Sandoval ended up being a total worm with a mustache and a narcissist.
No, Sandoval's the guy that was saying, get that camera out of my face. But he is on a reality TV show. It's kind of expected, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So let me ask you, let me start off with Nicole Golden. So you're a big fan of the show.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite character overall?
Oh, gosh.
Ariana.
All of these
are queen.
I go way back from the beginning, but
from the beginning.
Say, right now, I am 100% team Ariana.
How about you, Nicole Gaspar? Who's your favorite?
This is my first season, like really watching, and I'm gonna go with Lala as my favorite.
Lala.
Lala.
She's the Chloe. She's the Samantha. Yes. Lala.
Yes.
Heather, how about you?
I've watched since day one.
Really?
Yeah, I I really like Katie and Lala. They're my favorite. I think Katie has been, she's come out and shown, like, everything turned this season of showing how she got gaslit and, like, you know, pushed down by her partner, the other Tom. And I think she really, like, I think she's coming into her own now and, like, really, she's really on fire, and I'm really happy for her. But I love Lala. You can't not love Lala. And obviously, yeah. I'm team and Ariana.
He's been straight out.
Yeah.
At the beginning, her and Katie have called this since.
Yeah. Yeah. They saw
really.
Oh, yeah.
They knew it was going to happen.
Do you want to see the beginning of this? Because I have it queued up how this all started. And you'll actually see how fake Tom Sandoval really is, because he's so just
fake.
So watch what he says when Sheena talks about her husband cutting his hair.
What's hold on real quick? What's reaction. Jessica? Who's your favorite character?
Stop. I just love this entire ensemble. I could go really? On about this for hours. We're obviously team Ariana. Something about her we stand forever. You know, I think James Kennedy became the number one guy in this group this season. Yes. And he's not always the best guy, but I feel like when you're just showing your TV, your life on TV, it's not always shiny and perfect.
He knows how to sell it.
Yes. So from an entertainment perspective, he's always entertaining to watch. His interviews are always on point. So I'm going to go James.
And Jennifer doesn't need to say, I hear it all the time, Tom Sandoval's her favorite. I've been hearing that since day one.
Oh, yeah.
Even more so since March.
That's a fighting word.
Yeah. Yeah.
So set us up on this next
okay,
clip
set
here.
Us
what
up
this?
On this clip. You're going to see, first of all, how he is so freaking fake. Oh, I just want to punch him right in his face. Stupid face.
Hair yesterday.
No way.
All of it. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Obviously, the most burning thing on everything
what?
Today is Sandoval and Raquel's affair that happened right under everyone's noses.
I saw Sandoval and Raquel dancing together at the Abbey. I thought it was kind of weird. Yep. It was like 1 a.m. and we were like, where's Ariana?
I can't believe that Tom Sandoval had Raquel over when Ariana's away.
I know. What? Tom Sandoval came to the barbecue that I was at in Newport. Ariana was calling him, and he didn't leave for another 2 hours. And he was with Raquel.
We're gonna get into.
Yeah.
The face.
So they're at the Abbey, and they're dancing, and that was clue number one.
At 1 a.m.
Yes.
At 1 a.m. in the morning.
Without Ariana.
At the Abbey at 1 a.m. dancing, you know, I can see having a few drinks, but if they're there alone.
Yes.
Yes.
There are some red flags going on right there.
Yes.
So
yes.
What? How long did Ariana and Tom Sandoval date before?
9 years. Almost 10
oh,
years.
Oh, so they're almost engaged, yeah. Practically.
She never wanted to get married.
Yeah. They have a house together.
Her eggs for him to implant.
Yeah.
Like, really? During this situation.
Yeah, he like gave his sample to get checked and everything.
Well, yeah, to
this
get checked.
Season. Yeah, they have a house together. They have multiple businesses together. They're like as entangled as possible as two people could be.
They live in Valley Village. They have, they're still in the same
yeah.
Right. So why did he cheat on her? Like what was...
Because he's a worm with a mustache.
She has a reputation of doing this though.
But so does he.
Yeah, but so does he. One. Yeah. But
does everybody cheat on each other in the show?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I mean,
I feel like I watched the season. I feel like I watched season one when it came out, and there was all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, but not on a partner of 9 years after you purchased a house with a best friend behind their back for 7 months.
Okay, and how many people here think? Sorry to interrupt you, but I just have to ask: how many people think this relationship has been going on longer than 7 months?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. For yeah. sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was a clip just I saw today. And it was of two people at a restaurant and that they knew, and they were just joking, taking a picture of a video of Sandoval and Rachel in a booth. And they're sitting this close and they're whispering in each other, like trying to, but it was so obvious. And they didn't realize they were taking a picture, a video of like two cheating people until they got in the car and they know each other. And they were like, oh, I can't send this to Ariana. This looks really bad. Like something's wrong here.
Oh, I heard like, about that.
Yeah, it was. And they were like, they were like two, like a couple that was sitting in a bar talking, and you're whispering in each other's ears, and you're sitting like closer than Nicole yeah. and I are, Yeah, it's been going on for a long time.
He's been a worm for a while.
Oh, well, he paid for James. James was engaged to Rachel, and he paid who? What friend pays $15,000 for your other friend's engagement?
So he didn't pay though, right? He collected the money.
But part of
he paid $15,000 of his own money towards. Out of his own pocket, not production. Yeah.
Also, then it's a tax write-off. I don't think
that, Lisa, and that where does Lisa fall is. Into this? Does Lisa Vanderpump get involved in like?
Oh, can we just see how Lisa defends him? She pisses me off so badly.
But yeah. Ariana and Lala came for her at the reunion. Yes. And I was
proud of them.
Proud of them. And even Lisa was like shocked. Like her face was like,
let me go ahead and cue this up where Sandoval is so sorry. And thank you for taking it. Like it's an acceptance speech. You guys know it's
okay. He's remorseful.
No, he's not.
Oh, I can't even come for him.
So where's a tear? Point to it.
Pull yourself together, man. This isn't a fucking Oscar. You're not at the Oscar. Okay, well, let him speak. Crocodile tears, pussy.
I just want to say that I appreciate everybody for being there for Ariana. No matter what was going on in our relationship, she didn't deserve it. Nobody deserves to have that happen.
Nothing happened. You did it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for doing the one thing I said I wouldn't do, and I did it in the worst way possible. I love you, and I apologize.
Mm. Yeah. That didn't hit for me.
I didn't even listen.
Tom Sandoval has kind of a Johnny Depp thing going on. For that reason, I kind of feel sorry for him. I think he should get a pass. This obviously helped the show's ratings. So he's going to stay on the show? Or are they like, what's going to happen? How is this all going to play out?
I've read that Rachel's family do not want her to return. They want nothing to do with the show. They've called the FBI because they're getting death threats supposedly.
Who is the Ariana's family?
No, Rachel's family.
Oh yeah.
There was a bunch of rumors, but now her family is sort of taking control a little bit and said that they don't want her to return.
That's an interesting backstory. Is Rachel, anybody know the backstory, how the mother didn't want to have her baby? And you know, who wants to tell Matt the story? But this is how this girl became this fucking
backstory?
She's crazy.
Her mom did not want to have a child and was having a bunch of issues. And Rachel was raised by the mother's sister and her husband.
Yeah. Okay. She had two kids that were 10 years apart and said, I'm done. I don't want any kids.
I'm good.
But I'm going to gift this baby to you because you want one and I don't want it. So here you go. There's a gift, a baby.
You're welcome.
You know,
and Grandma Buttons. She has Grandma Buttons, who like I was team Grandma Buttons last season, and now
Matt, it's like my mom giving me to Aunt Rita, and I keep looking at my shitty siblings going home and not understanding why I can't go too.
Oh no.
So pretty much
does anyone on the show have kids?
Leon. Oh, on the show.
Yeah.
On the show, yes. Lala does.
Sheena does. Sheena.
So who's Lala? She's one of like the servers.
Will be coming back.
Yeah,
Lala was a hostess.
Okay.
She was a hostess.
So, what do you guys think? So, we're in a new season now of Vanderpump Rules. Is this like, is it kicked off already, or is it happening? Or is it over?
No, I thought they weren't sure if they were going to film because something was going to be released in the third.
They're holding back contracts until the third episode of the reunion for some big surprise that they're dangling. We're all trying to figure out what the hell it is.
I read a blind item today. But the big thing is that Lisa has known since September, so and that they
went on Twitter and threw down that she didn't. So she doubled down with she did not know on Twitter. So if that is true, she's going to get roasted. And the producers say that these people forget all the time that their mics are on and they're listening in one ear. So they're hearing everything all the time. you better believe they knew about this Rachel.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like she knew about it, right? I mean, how do you not know if all that, well, there's smoke, there's fire, if all that's happening.
I honestly think that what's going to happen is Sheena's going to find out that Raquel got with her husband, Brock.
Not Brock. No.
Because they shared the same bed.
No, she said she would trust her husband sharing the same bed. That's what she said. That's how close she was to Raquel, that she was like so confident in Raquel as being like a good friend, good person, that she trusted him to be in bed with her husband. Well, like if they were sleeping in the same
bed. I think it's gonna be her. It's Randall Emmett that she got.
Oh, maybe.
But I don't think if it was Randall, I don't think people would have a problem coming back. Because I think Lala at this point is so done with Randall Emmett that she's like, that wouldn't surprise her, I think.
Who's
so
Randall Emmett? Where does he fit into this whole scenario?
That's not, no, well, not husband.
Well, not Beyonce.
Baby daddy. Baby daddy. Yeah.
Okay.
And he's going to jail for like child porn.
Allegedly.
Let's look at the clip where Lisa defends him and Lala pops off.
She defends Randall?
No.
She defends
Tom. Oh, Tom.
Yeah, she defends Tom. And I do not know why Lisa just keeps defending him, because it just literally.
That's the most annoying thing to see.
Bad look for Lisa. Yeah,
worse.
It's so, financial investment. Yeah, I think so too. It's like.
And he goes.
Sandoval, you are still living in the house that you and I
are. Oh, this is just crazy.
On and off, yeah. Lala, I know when you and Randall broke up, you got out of the house pretty quickly. Do you think it's healthy for these two to be sharing the home?
No. Sandoval is Randall. Give it 10 years, he is Randall Emmett. It's absolutely terrifying. I couldn't get Randall to stay home, and then when shit hit the fan, I couldn't get him the out of the house. There you go. That is a narcissist. Everyone needs to be warned about this person. Like, this is a dangerous human being.
Yep.
Lala, that's actually a ridiculous stance to start saying. Sandoval,
shut up, Lisa.
I asked for anyone else's opinion.
Well, you have my opinion.
Well, that's great. I reject it.
I reject it too. We rebuke it.
And a lot of other people have done that before.
Absolutely.
And they're not
people.
They are dangerous.
So they all call him Sandoval, like his last name. I like that.
Because there's two Toms. Yeah, there's Schwartz and Sandoval.
Who's Lala. The chick, the blonde that was just talking?
Lala.
Lala.
What's tattooed on her? What's tattooed on her arm?
801.
What is that?
It's Utah. It's the area code for Utah, 801. She's from. Right.
Yeah. Because if you're going to mark your body up forever, might as well do it.
I mean,
area code.
I'm definitely not putting
you. What
Tom Sandoval, is he? Who are his allies left on the show? Does he have any friends?
Schwartz and Rachel.
In Mexico.
So before this all blew up, before him and Rachel got it on, was Rachel friends with Ariana? Were they like
best friends?
Yes.
But why did she do that?
She's the worst.
Needs men's approval. She clearly needs the attention, and that she broke up from a long-term relationship, and she's looking for anybody to give her the attention and the, you know.
I also think she's a fame whore. I think she's cast. I think she's homie hopping and cast climbing to get herself. She waited for 3 hours on New Year's Eve to meet James Kennedy at Pump, which is how they started dating.
Yeah. Oh, and she's then, a star fucker.
Yes. Yeah. And then she's like, well, now I can be with this other guy who owns a bar.
Truth.
Yeah. But I think Lisa keeps defending them, because I really believe she's of that old school, boys will be boys, and, you know.
That English background.
Yeah, and she has a financial interest in the show, right? She's a producer. Yes. Yeah. So the longer he's on, you know that we're gonna watch to see what kind of wormy shit he's up to.
Yeah.
And that's her interest. And when she like shot up Ken Todd with some uppers and had him stroll into that kitchen to say,
that was so awesome.
I can't believe Tom Sandoval was in the jacuzzi.
Gave him some uppers and said, hey, this is what's going on.
Yeah.
According to the according to TMZ, it's Raquel Levis. She was getting death threats on social media saying they're gonna tear you from limb to limb. And they say it's understandable why people hate her for the Scandoval, but to elevate that hate to the point of threatening Raquel. See, I think because they have such a large, it's such a big show, so many people follow it. How do you go into this thing? And I'm not advocating violence or anything like that, but how do you go into this not knowing that this is, people are going to hate you forever for this? I mean, it sounds like a big risk to take.
Yeah. Well, he tried to paint Ariana as like a bad girlfriend, I think, to switch out the girls like off season or whatever.
Which was she a bad girlfriend though? Even to a little bit?
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
No.
So Kristen was his girlfriend when they were in their 20s.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Beginning of the show.
And so all of them have cheated on people except for Katie, but they all did it when they were younger. I mean, literally in their 20s. So now 20s. Tom is 42.
Yeah.
42. And that's why they're like, you can't compare this to what all of us did when we were younger, because we're all grown adults and you're in an adult relationship with someone that you own a house with. And now you're going to go out and get with this girl who was married to your friend, or not married, but engaged. Like engaged to your friend.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, there's so many layers.
So funny, because he roasted Jax back in the day for needing to grow up. And this is like man stuff.
Accountability. You need to be accountable, Katie.
And he told Kristen at that like season 3 or season 2 reunion, when she started sleeping with James, and he said, I won't sleep with your friends because I have morals.
Oh my God.
He did not age well.
But it made him feel alive, okay?
Yeah. But Matt, you have to see, like, the thing is like, what Rachel did was she was doing all of this while she would go on camping trips with Ariana and put her arms around her and tell her how much she loved her and how with her group. I mean, there's so many situations, because we found this out after it filmed, to looking back at it, and it was just so malicious.
Yeah.
It sounds how did she find out? Like, how did this all break?
Oh, that was a good
talk
one.
About it.
It was Tom was doing one of his, he does like cover band, like C, like D band. I mean, he sounds like a walking peacock. I mean, it's terrible. And so they were at one of the shows, and his phone fell out, and someone handed it to his girlfriend, Ariana. Like you would hand it to Jen. Like, here's hold Matt's phone. Like, that's just normal. And she says that something in her head made her think, I should check this phone. So she went in the bathroom, which she doesn't usually check his social media, nothing. She just believes him, right? She goes in the bathroom in the stall. She opens up his phone. There's nothing in the text messages. So she's like, okay, like no big deal. She opens the pictures, and it's a screenshot of him and Raquel FaceTime, like phone sexing.
Yeah.
Whoa.
So she got like the visual of it.
Wow, that's terrible. That poor girl.
Not just hearing it, seeing
this is him at his show right there. Oh.
Yes. Embarrassing, really. Horrifying.
That's him in the red pants, Matt.
You don't even need the sound. If you just look up a sound of like a ferret getting an enema, that's sort of like what this deal is.
See, that's the problem with actors and musicians thinking that one can do the other. Well, if I can act, I can sing.
And that's the Candy Club.
Unless you're like Frank Sinatra or like Johnny Depp or somebody that can actually do both well, like, you need to just stick with your craft, man. Because he's pretty bad, right?
He slept with one of the girls in his band. Was that the girl he slept with?
Johnny Depp.
No, they said it was a bond
for that band to play with him.
Yes!
Oh, he pays for them.
Which is embarrassing.
They're all studio musicians,
And the drummer is the one who is at the Labor Day party, who was supposedly he was taking a shit and couldn't get a ride with. Left him.
Most Extras? Is that the name of his band?
Yes. Tom Sandoval, the Most Extras. Oh, God.
It's pretty bad when the name is behind you. I've never seen a band play where their like name is behind on a screen. You don't even know who you're seeing.
Yeah, no. Full body douche bumps every time.
No. What's going to happen from here, do you think? Like, what's the next steps?
There's so many options.
Okay, so I think, honestly, I think they have to put him back on that show.
Absolutely.
Because the drama of it all, it would be, I get we want to see the girls open their sandwich shop, and we love watching Lala like live her new life and like hooking up with people. And we love James. Obviously, he's like MVP of the season.
And Allie. I love Allie.
Love Allie. Oh. Yes, but we need the drama from Tom, and Tom unfortunately kind of is writing like the whole.
But if you know, I agree. Look at the Yelp reviews of Sandy and Schwartz,
yeah,
they have like three stars. There's nobody there. They have horrible reviews.
Well, we'll be going this week, and we will be bringing it live to definitely show you. But Matt, this is when it all broke. This is when it hit the fan. Watch this. Oh,
okay.
Oh, I can't with this.
I can't.
It's so weird.
This is when they first got caught.
Right here. Look at her face.
I was so curious to know what it would be like to
and the galaxy light
be physical with someone that you love.
So she didn't love James?
Because I already knew that I loved him as a friend.
Raquel Levis sharing her side of the story of her 7-month affair with Tom Sandoval.
I think it was longer than that, honestly. It was.
I think it was when she was still with James. I think is when it started.
100%.
Has Raquel been there since the first season?
No. It was with Kristen. She cheated on Kristen the exact same way, but with Ariana.
And he even uses the same language to justify it. Like, he'll say, like, when he was breaking up with Kristen, it's like, I feel like just my presence annoys you. He said that about Kristen. And then he just said the same thing to Schwartz about Ariana.
My gosh. What is he going to, where does he go from here though? Like, there's nothing he can do, right?
Yeah, to hell, Matt. Straight to Hades is where he goes.
Doesn't he look like
he has to get money all his way back up, and I don't think he's going to get there. So,
if you didn't know him though, like, let's say you didn't know anything about him, just like I do, he looks like a sleazy kind of guy.
He's porn star sleazy.
Yes, earlier seasons.
He's never been cute.
No, not cute, but like I could see
Schwartz
the appeal.
I could too. Same. And I always kind of, and I'm going to say something controversial yet brave, if you'll allow me. I always kind of liked Tom throughout the, up until that. Now, I know, but.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he did something for you where you're like, cheaper. You know, I can see.
Yeah, I could
there.
See it. I could kind of see it. Like, I thought him and Schwartz, like, it was just like their cute little like bromance.
I always thought they were going to get together.
Right.
His mustache isn't helping anybody, though.
Mustache makes him look like a creep. Like,
a little bit. Few men can really rock a mustache. Otherwise, you look like you're in a white van somewhere giving out candy.
Yes. Like he's about to sell an 87 Chevy to you for a great deal. It's only got 872,000 miles on it. You got it. It's all yours.
I picture him selling candy to kids out of a rusted old van downtown Skid Row.
Which you would not let your child go up there. No.
Where is Sandy and Schwartz at this bar? Where is it located?
In the Hollywood.
Between 101 and 134.
It's right here.
With a dog shampooer.
Yeah, there's nothing around it at all.
But those lobster corn dogs, I need to know what they taste like.
The lobster corn looks so disgusting. I'm sorry. Like, no.
A lobster corn dog? Why even mix it to? That's like making ketchup cereal or something. You just don't do it.
Really good.
Yeah,
so. She did try the lobster corn dog, which looks
purple. It's on Yelp, but I'll have bad reviews. Corn dog anyway. And I heard that the baby shark was terrible.
Really? He's not even a good area. Look where he's located, off of Los Angeles.
Look where he is.
Franklin.
Like that's
right across from the Church of Scientology.
Oh no! You could pick up some Dianetics, grab some corn dogs.
Is Sandy and Schwartz where the 101 Cafe used to be?
Remember? No, it's in a strip mall. It's in a strip mall.
Yeah, this is a strip mall.
Closer to the 101.
It used to be a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
Oh, so does he hang out there though? Like, if you went, is he like?
I don't think he ever goes to work.
I read that he's in Texas right now with a new blonde girl.
He got to get his nails done.
Yeah.
I did find a Clark Street diner, but go on.
Is Ariana and Tom, are they ever going to get back together?
No, absolutely not.
This is done forever.
Boyfriend.
He's hot
and she's happy.
And she's doing everything. I mean, she's doing every brand deal. Yeah. The girl is like, she's on fire.
She's on fire.
She's doing that hot man with a man bun at Coachella.
Yes.
Who's the new guy? Is he not from the show?
He's like a fitness trainer, like influencer.
He went to Coachella.
Yeah, super cute.
Oh, he's not on the show though.
He went to Watch What Happens Live. He lives in New York, and so she was hanging out with him when she was there for Watch What Happens Live too.
Yeah.
And she would never cheat on him.
No,
she's no. Our so queen.
He really lost. Sounds like a really nice person, but he really screwed this whole thing up.
Yeah.
This oh, he did. So did.
Just walked by going to the bathroom yes. and heard us talking about this. And she's like,
she turned stopped, around. She's like,
you're talking about Sandoval?
Yeah. It's everywhere.
This literally
but she came out of the bathroom.
It's taken over.
Yeah, it has.
This is Daniel Way.
Oh, he's yes, I love Way. That. Good for her.
Yeah.
Get it, Ariana.
Get it. Look, hit it.
Not a yeah, mustache in sight
right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, no stashes.
No stashes, no lobster corn dogs.
Ooh, that looks good.
Wow, that yeah. looks fantastic.
Have you guys been to any of the restaurants or the bars that they yes. in the show? Like, what I've are your favorites?
Have you?
And Villablanca, yeah.
Have
I have. Yeah.
Villablanca.
We're talking about going as
yeah.
a group.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely, like, tune in when we're there.
Yeah. And now Pump
oh,
is
yeah.
closing. Yes, it's closing. We're trying to go before it closes.
Yeah.
We want to kind of do, like, a pub crawl of, like, Schwartz and Sandy's and Pump and
yeah that
and
would
hit
be
Hamburger
fun.
Mary's
yeah
you want to hit Hamburger Mary's because
that's what
we said it was right
time.
Next door right
yes
oh, great food at Hamburger Mary's
I've never been
oh,
and I
so oh it's amazing it's so
good so
fun yeah
that's what you should do is a pub crawl of all those spots and then
yeah,
do
yeah,
like the
do
Sandoval shame tour
too.
Yeah. That's when you knew Lisa when she was opening up Pump. Remember, you had to keep giving her all the certificates for the city. She suddenly got interested in being part of the city because she had
you
to
know?
Open up a restaurant.
I yeah. can so tell you, helped. Lisa Vanderpump. I've spent time with her, and there was one time I was alone with her in a room, and nothing happened. Don't worry. But,
she's like a mafia boss.
I could see something about the way she spoke. She was preoccupied. Like she didn't really want to be there. And I can't blame her. I'm like, I know you're doing this for your name to be on a board of a city, but never came to another meeting again. I just had this feeling. I'm like, this chick does not want to be in this room. And I can't blame her. It's like, it's a boring thing. And she got into a Bentley and I never saw her again. But after that, she always sent money in and stuff, but never was like, oh, I'm not doing this. And then Pump came out and I'm like, oh, you probably don't have time for this kind of, these kind of shenanigans. You got these.
She's got places
she had two
to be.
Shows at the time. She had Real Housewives of Beverly Hills
Butter
and then
yeah.
Vanderpump Rules. So
she's got a Pump Ken Todd full of Addies so he can come spill right. the dirt on Sandoval.
Well, and Red Bull.
He has her dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does her husband get along with the other cast members?
He's barely conscious, to be honest.
He does whatever she says to do.
Yes,
you
he was gonna
can.
Narc. He
but
was
he's
gonna
so
knock.
Nice and like
yeah.
sweet to her.
Yeah,
that he puts yes. up with yeah. everything that Lisa does. So hands down to Ken.
Oh, he
and
goes along
matching
with
matching suits with the dog.
He rolls with the flow. Love. Like
he
a,
just rolls in with Puffy and
yes. yeah.
And Lisa is a mom too. She has two kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes.
Before I know we're running out of time, but before we go, I want to hear all of your predictions on what's going to happen after this. What do you think?
By the way, this is Ariana's man. This is a much better picture. Just
oh
in case
God,
you're just wondering.
He
that's
is
the same guy.
Yes,
yeah.
He is. So the predictions is she's moving on and she looks happy.
Yeah,
yeah.
For her.
She's moving on.
Monica Lewinsky never got over it, and neither will Rachel Levis.
Oh my God. You know, and I really wanted to see that. Like, I wanted to see maybe at the end of the season that we saw in that Scandoval episode that we saw some sort of like regret, but she's just smiles ear to ear through that. I wanted a little bit of a redemption arc. It wasn't going to bring me back.
Right.
It wasn't going to make me love them, but at least something to show a little bit of humanity, but they're both just what?
No. Did you see
that? Don't you think that makes them more, it makes it worse when they're defensive? I mean, if you just owned it and was like, I did it, I'm sorry, I'm terrible. But when they try to make excuses, you're like, you're not going to dig your way out of this, man.
Yeah.
I want to see him kick Tom Sandoval's ass.
What?
I want to see Daniel Way kick Tom Sandoval's ass.
Oh, yeah.
Does James get along? Did James get along with him before this happened? Or were they always
kind of? Yeah.
So he would call James his little brother.
Yeah.
Really? So he really screwed this up with his friends, too.
Yeah,
James cried
about everything.
Yeah.
He's saying that they talk once a month. And
oh, yeah. That they weren't really close.
But did you see Ray's face when he said that, like, when Sheena was like, oh, yeah, and there was a month where you guys were doing really good and you were super intimate and he's obviously telling Rachel that he wasn't at all, because her face like dropped. Like,
yes,
that's she, not but what then
that. Yeah, and she's sitting in that dumb trailer because she got her restraining order against Shishu, and she's sitting in there just rolling her eyes, and I'm like, put your eyes back in your head and just sit there and stop. Cry. Can you pretend to cry? Can you put some like Visine in your eyes and like just squeeze one out for us? Yeah. We got nothing.
That whole but
they're saying she's autistic is what they're starting to say about her.
Come on.
That's why she isn't having.
They're making up excuses.
That's just the people that really are.
If she really is.
Waffle twat is what she is.
If she really is autistic, that's one thing. But if she's not, that's a terrible thing to.
That's a terrible excuse.
They're just throwing shit at the wall to try and get out of
it. It sounds like it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that'll be our show tonight. I want to thank you all, Nicole Golden, Nicole Gaspar, Heather Saran, and Jessica. Is it Jessica Compton?
It's Jessica Trojan now.
Jessica Compton's. Trojan. Congratulations, and Jennifer for coming on. And I want to do this again when the story develops.
Week. There's two more reunions, ladies. Would you like to come on two more times?
Yeah. Let's do it.
We got you.
Just now that we're all besties.
And let's do the next one from Schwartz and Sandy's and see if we can get Tom Schwartz with us. I'll try to arrange that. Would you guys be willing to travel to Schwartz and Sandy's?
Yeah.
So we'll be
to Schwartz and Sandy's.
My husband's a homebody, honey. You could stay here. I'll go with them.
I think I'm bartending that night at Schwartz and Sandy's. I know all the gossip. No, I don't.
Yeah. You'll be dipping the corn dogs, the lobster, and the batter.
Oh, yeah. That combination. Anyway, thank you guys so much for coming on.
Thank you.
We appreciate
it. And we'll see you all next week after the second part reunion. Yeah. So,
everybody make sure you watch it, and we'll see you next time.